Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. May yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa may yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa habibana wa maulana Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu amma ba'd. Respected elders and dear brothers, during this pandemic and during this experience that we have all encountered, there is one reality that we have been constantly drawn towards, and that is the reality of maut, the reality of death. This is one great lesson and one reality that every one of us must encounter. And it is something that we have been constantly exposed to, something that we have been thinking about, something that we have been hearing of all the time since the pandemic had started. We are always studying and looking at the statistics, different parts of the world, in different parts of our country, how many have succumbed to this disease, how many have lost their lives. So constantly there has been this reminder, the reminder of death. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us in a hadith that sometimes we are reminded of this reality by the circumstances. It is something beyond our choice. It is something that we have no control over that reminds us of death. The passing away of an individual, the passing away of a family member, that is something beyond our control. It is not a self-inflicted reminder. It is a reminder that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to experience by the death of a person, by circumstances, and by what we see and what we hear around us. Sometimes it is important for us to remind ourselves about death. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that we should constantly go to the graveyard. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Zuru al-qubur. Nabi sallallahu alayhi instructed us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi says, go and visit the grave. Visit the inmates of the graves. Why? فَإِنَّهَا تُذَكِّرُكُمُ الْآخِرَةِ. It's going to remind you of akhirah. It's going to remind you of death. It's going to remind you of the reality and the fact that one day you too shall be resting where that person is. You will be buried where your parents are buried. You will also enter into the grave which many, many millions and billions of people have entered. There is no exception. So this is something for us to constantly be thinking about. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in the hadith, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِمِ اللَّبْدَاتِ. The Rasulullah says, constantly think about the destroyer of pleasures. It's a destroyer of pleasures. It brings an end to pleasures and enjoyment that you have experienced. And that is why one of the most effective ways, sometimes people ask, especially the youth, that sometimes I'm overtaken by my desire and I'm overtaken by my lust and I really want to perpetrate and commit a sin. What's the most effective way at that point and that time when it's there and I can do it and there's nothing stopping me back from doing it? What's the most effective thing that can prevent me at that point and at that time from going on and proceeding and committing that sin? It is thinking of death. At that moment, think of death, think of maut. That if I commit this sin, what if death arrives at that time and at that point while I'm involved in that sin? Hatim al-laddat is going to cut off that desire that you have, the desire to commit that sin. The desire to view what you wanted to view which was haram. The desire to do what you wanted to do which was haram. It will cut off that desire immediately. You will refrain from doing it because you are aware of the fact that death could visit you at that point and at that time. And you wouldn't want death to come and visit you at that moment. When Allah speaks of death, a reality that we need to remind ourselves of all the time. And as I said, something that the pandemic has reminded us of constantly, every day. We know of people who have lost their lives
to the illness. We hear of people who have lost their lives, and we are in fear of losing our lives to the same pandemic and to the same virus. Salih al-Murid, rahimahullah, he says, إِنَّ ذِكْرَ الْمَوْتِ إِذَا فَارَقَنِي سَاعَةً فَسَدَ قَلْبِي. He says, I constantly think about death. Constantly. All the time. Death is on my mind all the time. Why? He says, because when the remembrance of death, when it leaves my heart becomes spoiled. I go into a state of negligence, ghafla. I become oblivious of my duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when Allah speaks of death in the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the topic of death, and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes that experience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ ثُمَّ إِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say every soul will die. There are three expressions or three different instances where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the experience of death in the Quran. Three separate occasions. What did Allah say? كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةٌ. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةٌ مَوْتٌ. Every soul will taste death, shall taste death, which means what? It means death has a flavor. When can you taste something? When it has flavor. And what dictates the flavor of the meal? The ingredients you put into that meal. What's going to dictate the flavor of death? Your deeds. Your a'mal. It either has a good taste to it. You're going to enjoy it. It's going to have a good flavor. If the deeds were good. So the actions that you perform, those actions are going to dictate the flavor of your death. The flavor that you are going to experience. If you want to enjoy a good flavor, a good death, then ensure the ingredient that you are putting into that dish, which is death, are ingredients that are suitable. Ingredients that are recognized by Allah. The ingredients that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed. Then you'll have a good flavor. You'll have a good death. You're going to taste it. It will be a sweet death. Salah is an ingredient. Staying away from sin is an ingredient. Your charities are ingredients. Your connection with the Quran, that's the ingredient. Your kindness towards others, the respect you show towards others, kindness towards your parents, those are the ingredients that will dictate a good flavor. So when you taste death, you will have a good experience. It will have a good flavor to it. It will have a lovely taste to it. And if there is pornography, and there is abandonment of salah, and there is recklessness with regards to the commandments of Allah, and there's disobedience when it comes to my parents, and when it comes to elders and others, there's lack of respect, then those are the ingredients that will dictate a bad flavor. And it will result in a bad experience. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you will taste death. So your death will taste, and the flavor of your death will be according to the ingredients that you had put into the dish. You choose how the dish will taste. The cook decides how he wants the dish to taste. You're going to decide, and it is within your control to dictate the flavor of death. How you want your death to taste, Allah has left that up to you. He has given you all the ingredients that you need. It's not that He has left you without the ingredients. He has provided you with all the ingredients that you require to prepare a wonderful dish, a beautiful death with a most amazing flavor to it. It's about what ingredients you are going to add and the quality of the ingredients. One is you got the right ingredient, but it must be also of a superior quality. When the quality is a superior quality, you are going to have a superior flavor to it. One of the ways through which we can ensure a good death, We all want a good death. And that's basically what it's all about. كَمَا تَحْيَوْنَ تَمُوتُونَ Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who said that you will die the way you lived. You will die the way you lived. So your life is going to determine how you die. Some of the ways through which we can ensure a good death is constantly make dua for a good death. Whenever you make dua to Allah, that Allah allows you to experience a good mawt, a good death. That is very, very, very important. We look at Anbiya, alayhimu salatu wassalam. Anbiya, who were guaranteed a good death, the messengers of Allah, the Anbiya, alayhimu salatu wassalam, they were guaranteed a good death, yet we find they make dua to Allah. Yusuf, alayhi salam, he made the dua that, O Allah, anta waliyyi fi dunya wal akhirah, tawaffani muslima. O Allah, let me die as one who is surrendering to your commandment. Tawaffani musliman walhiqni bisalihin. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us in a hadith that we should make the dua, Allahumma barik li fil maut wa qima ba'd al maut. That is a dua we should make very often. Another dua, Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmah innaka antal wahhab. Another dua that we are taught, Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, Thabbit Qalbi ala Deenik. These are specific duas taught to us by the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then there's the general dua that you make. Allahumma inni as'aluka husna al-khatima. Oh Allah, I beg of you and I ask of you to give me a good death. Always make this dua. Secondly, another way through which we can secure a good ending and ensure a good ending for ourselves is through acts of kindness. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, صَنَائِعُ الْمَعْرُوفِ تَقِي مَصَارِعَ السُّورِ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, constantly doing acts of kindness, acts of generosity, kindness towards your parents, kindness towards your relatives, kindness towards your neighbors, kindness towards your community, kindness to other Muslims, kindness to humanity, kindness to creatures, animals. Constantly doing it will guarantee you what? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it will save you from a bad death. Number three, so one is dua. Number two, acts of righteousness and kindness. Be kind to everyone. Allah will be kind towards you at the time of death. When you will need all the kindness in the world, He will be kind to you at that time because you were kind towards others. You were generous towards others. You were caring towards others. You expressed sympathy and compassion for others. Allah Ta'ala will be kind with you at the time of death. Number three, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, give sadaqah. Sadaqah saves you from a bad death. Try and do this every day. A slice of bread, a sandwich, a rand or two, a bottle of water, give it with this specific intention. Oh Allah, I give this sadaqah with the intention that you save me from a bad death. If you die that day, Allah Ta'ala will allow you to die a good death. Because Rasulullah guaranteed that sadaqah will save you not from death, it will save you from a bad death. It will ensure that you enjoy a good death. May Allah grant us the understanding. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.